clarifying questions. How much do you think we know? Like, what percent of attainable knowledge do you think we have attained?
No clue.
No clue. Do you think it's like a little percent or a lot of percent or...
If we live in an infinite universe, then in the grand scheme of things, anything minus infinity minus any number or divided by any number is just still infinity. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then if we don't have... We don't have infinite knowledge. There's infinite amount of things that we don't know.
Whoa, what is happening?
Is it...
Can't move. Yeah.
Is it then logical to claim that something is fiction just because currently we don't have the knowledge for it?
All evidence points to all of the information we have about young Earth, about the world, says young Earth creationism can't be true.
Right.
So,
I'm not a young Earth creationist.
Yeah, sure. I have no problem saying. Making empirical claims like the capital of Spain is not Paris. I even though I don't have infinite knowledge, I can make that claim. That's totally fine.
Okay, right. But I'm more so addressing creation itself. Not necessarily young Earth creation. Obviously, I'm not a flat earther.
Right.
And then you have up there, evolution is a fact. Science doesn't even say that. It's a theory.
Does.
We cannot replicate abiogenesis.
Yeah, that's not what evolution is. Notice how you said abiogenesis and not evolution.
What does evolution start with, first off?
I have no idea. Viruses or
protocells. Abiogenesis would have been the first step to evolution. Abiogenesis is non-living matter becoming living.
Yeah, that's not what evolution is.
Right, but abiogenesis is the beginning of evolution.
No, it isn't. Abiogenesis is a different process. Evolution starts after abiogenesis is complete. They're not the same thing.
Okay.
They just keep coming.
So evolution, you said it as a fact.
Yep.
Are we talking macro evolution or...
There's no such thing as macro evolution.
Okay, so adaption then? It would be adaptation?
Adaptation isn't a thing that happens.
So we don't adapt to our environments.
You do adapt to your environment, but that's downstream of what is really happening, which is evolution.
Okay, so when we are...
I'm out of ammo.
Say we live in a very sunny climate compared to somebody who lives in a cloudy climate. What are we going to look like compared to those other people?
It depends.
It depends?
Yep.
Because we can observe. We can observe this.
Yeah, you know the island Tasmania?
Yeah.
That is just as far away from the equator as Italy is, yet people from the Italian peninsula are much lighter skinned than Aboriginal Tasmanians are.
Which has more cloud cover?
I don't know off the top of my head. So right. Adaptation is not a thing that happens. Evolution happens, and then we explain the downstream effects of evolution using language like adaptation.
Could you...
Probably not. What's your next question?
Yeah, I was going to ask, could you demonstrate to me evolution? Like, within
what
the last
does that mean?
1,000 years...
What does that mean?
Within the last 1,000 years, can you demonstrate any notable change to any species?
Yeah, antibiotic-resistant bacteria has occurred, for example. That literally is happening all the time. I have no idea what's going on in this game. I'm out of ammo, and I don't know how to get more ammo, probably because I'm playing a game and not paying attention.
So that wouldn't
we've
be
been able,
adapted.
Yeah, real quick. So if you look at salamanders in California, I mean, I could pull them up for you here, but we're noticing a very strong evolution of salamanders in California. They're forming a ring species. It's actually pretty interesting.
Is that evolution or adaptation? Yes.
There's no such thing as adaptation. Adaptation is not a thing that happens.
Adaptation,
buddy,
is
when you
what happens
when you buy
you
when you go to the grocery store. Do you do an economy? Is that what you're doing? Are you doing economy when you go to the grocery store?
You're participating in the economy.
Are you doing economy?
You could say that, yeah.
No, you can't say that. You're contributing to something that we call the economy. You're doing commerce or trade or whatever we want to call that. But you're not doing an economy when you do that. Adaptation is not a thing that happens. Stop using that term. That's going to be my answer. I can explain to you again how that's false if you want to. Adaptation. Okay, here. You know what? I'll just teach you how it works. Give me an example of an adaptation.
Well, I just want to ask a question.
No, you're gonna answer questions. Yeah, how is it that we adapt? How does that happen?
Do we adapt to our surroundings?
Yes. How does it happen?
That is adaptation.
How do we adapt to our surroundings?
So how are you going to say adaptation is not real?
I'm going to make you admit it in like 10 seconds if you would answer any of these questions. How does that happen? I'm saying that organisms do adapt. How does it happen?
Through adaptation.
That's the thing in question. When I ask you how do we adapt, you can't say that we adapt by adapting.
Through our...
don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Our senses tell us to adapt.
That's extremely false and stupid. What did
that
mean?
Oh, that's false and stupid?
Yes. Our senses tell us to adapt, right? So when a species lives in a warm climate environment, its brain tells it to grow more melanin, and so that's why people that live in that area...
Yes, you're getting
You're an actual idiot if you think that
you're
happens.
You're getting it.
Provide a scientific... I died. What are you supposed to do here? The enemies never stop coming, and you can't interact with any of the materials. What are you... Are you supposed to die? Anyways, so yeah. Oh, maybe I'm supposed to go to here. So yeah, you're an actual idiot. Can you give me any empirical evidence that the way organisms change... is they use their brain to tell themselves to change, and then they change?
Yeah, does anything happen without the knowledge, without it happening in the brain first?
Still waiting. Do people born with diabetes, did their parents say, hey, I want to grow a diabetic baby? Is that how that happens?
No, the baby's brain.
Oh, okay. So can diabetic children just say, hey, you quit doing that diabetes right now, and then they can stop having diabetes?
Diabetes.
What?
Yeah, what you believe in is stupid. I'm glad that you
what
can
I
now
believe
see
in
it.
Is stupid.
Yeah.
That's not...
Can children with diabetes use their brain to say, hey, quit doing that diabetes stuff. I don't like it anymore.
I didn't say that children.
Yes, you did. You said people use their
diabetes.
Brains. People's adaptations come from them using their brains.
You
Here,
control your brain.
Why don't
your
brain? You go ahead and use your brain to develop a new adaptation right now?
I'm doing it.
What are you doing?
I'm adapting.
Are you microwaving your brain? Is that what I heard earlier?
No, you're literally
the guy in the thumbnail of a video I uploaded yesterday.
Really?
Yes, he was microwaving his brain too.
Not my brain, just my pasta.
Right.
Unless you want to consider like 5G radio waves, microwaves.
Give me an example of an organism using its brain to generate a new adaptation.
Okay, somebody who's in a stressful environment, they're going to create coping mechanisms in order to be able to...
Is that heritable?
heritable?
Yeah. Yes.
So somebody who's in a stressful environment, yeah. it can pass on to its children what they did to cope to. This is Lamarckism. This is too stupid to talk about. What do you want to talk about next?
What do you mean?
I can't explain it any more clearly. It's too stupid to talk about. Change the subject or I'm kicking you out. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, earlier you conceded with me that there's infinite knowledge we don't know.
Okay, goodbye, donkey. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.